I'm speaking with Deborah Horde, the president of the film and video production company Photosynthesis Productions. They are releasing a documentary titled Rethinking the Movie. It will be shown at Cinemopolis in downtown Ithaca on February 3rd and 4th. Deborah, thanks for coming in to talk with me today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Can you describe what Rethinking is about?
Rethinking is our new documentary film about education in America. Almost everybody in the country went to school and they have opinions about school. And I think it's pretty commonly felt that there's big problems with the education system in our country. And rethinking is about bringing thinking back into the classroom and recognizing that information is not knowledge. And our schools should be teaching our kids how to think instead of what to think.
How did your film company come to produce this film? Are you or any other principals in your company involved in education?
Well, we're involved in education in the sense that we're documentary filmmakers. And we want to change the world through educating people about various issues, about particularly for photosynthesis. Our focus is on social justice and education. And I did some work probably 10 years ago with some Cornell collaborators, Derek and Laura Cabrera, who are systems thinkers. And we did a project together for the Santa Fe Institute, and one thing led to another, and I came to be very interested in their work in schools, educating teachers and students how to understand how they think so that they could be better critical thinkers, better design thinkers, have greater emotional intelligence. And I began sort of tagging along and following them around to some schools, and it evolved into an entire documentary film, Rethinking.
How did you find out about the schools that you visited to do the filming?
Well, the first school we got involved with was one that the Cabreras were hired to do training in. It's Green Hills School in northern New Jersey. And we went with them to several times and saw the impact of the training that they had done. It was over the course of several years so that students and teachers would have this style of teaching and awareness of the patterns of thinking and questioning techniques all the way from kindergarten all the way up. This was a school that went K to 8.
Was that a public school?
It's a public school. These are all public schools in the film, which is an important point. It doesn't take a lot of money to make all of these things, to make an improvement. And it was very clear to us that the classrooms where systems thinking had been embraced and integrated into the daily programs and lesson plans, the students were doing better. And it was wonderful at the sort of near the end of filming, they got back test scores that, because we can't avoid testing. And the test scores in the classrooms where they had embraced this style of teaching were much higher than right next door to another classroom where it was more teaching to the test. So even though the teachers could see it anecdotally and in their daily lives, it was great to have that actual testing confirmation that this was a good system. And so that was the first school, and then that emboldened us to travel to two other schools. One is the Lehman Alternative School right here in Ithaca. And they also embrace thinking. They have training by the Cabreras as well. But they're also with a democratic school that's very an additional feature to a healthy school climate where students are happy to be there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that was helpful, too, because they're right here in town. And my daughter graduated from there, and many of my employees went there, too. So it was a neat connection. And then one other school is the Bard Early High School. Oh, I'm going to get that wrong. But Bard College Associated High School, also a public school in Queens. And they are based on a very important tenet called writing and thinking. And so it's another twist on involving thinking in the classroom, but it shares many of the same techniques that the systems thinking trainings do. So we had three schools from very different environments and very different makeups.
Is it possible to describe what systems thinking is?
Well, it is. Yes, it's possible. And again, I'm not the cognitive scientist on this, but I can tell you what I think about systems thinking in education, which is in recognizing that information is just things that is tossed at you. And with understanding how you think, and systems thinking in specifically, you can take that information and build your own knowledge. And that's what you do when you're thinking. You're building your own knowledge, your own mental model of what is going on in the world. And systems thinking helps you recognize that your mental model is probably different from my mental model, and there are lots of reasons for that, and that we are constantly adapting our mental models based on real-world feedback. So you see what is happening, and you modify your mental model about, you know, whether it's whether dogs are scary or whether it's how the government is doing or who you want to vote for. So systems thinking helps you see the big picture. There are four basic, this might be more than the audience is interested in knowing, but I'll go ahead with, there are four deep patterns of thinking that are sort of the basis, form the foundation of systems thinking. And it's called DSRP, which is making distinctions, seeing systems, seeing relationships, and taking perspectives. And the film actually introduces these four topics and explores them a little bit. But the main point also, I mean, is taking perspectives and understanding distinctions, identity, other. That's one thing that's really, people get the perspectives thing right away. They think, oh, I have my point of view and you have your point of view. But it's important to recognize that everybody has their own point of view, and we need to understand that better. And one more little point about distinctions is that whether it's a distinction between a cat and a dog or black and white, is that when you're identifying one thing, you're also identifying everything that it is not. So you have a teacup, and then everything else in the world is not the teacup. And it seems sort of obvious, but it has a real impact on adding structure to information.
And I'm wondering, are these schools using any of the current learning standards, such as the Common Core? And if so, how do they integrate the systems thinking into that?
Yes. All of these schools are meeting all of their standards and taking the tests. And actually, the film, we've made a real effort not to be pro or con Common Core, that it doesn't matter, that this understanding the structure of building knowledge can apply to any topic in any way at any age level. And so Common Core works if you're a pro or con. We try not to take any position on that. But all of the schools that are required that we were in met all of the requirements they were supposed to.
And can you talk about some of the experts that you interviewed for the film? How did you come to meet them?
Well, the first two are Derek and Laura Cabrera, whom I've already mentioned, who are Cornellians, as I am. And there are other just serendipitous things where one of my production assistant's boyfriend was in a band with the son of Ba Nguyen, who was one of the founders of Bard, not Bard College, but one of the founders of this Bard early high school program. And he came to do a wonderful and insightful and meaningful interview for us. Mm-hmm. Of course, many of the other experts were the teachers, the classroom teachers in the schools where we were. So that was an easy task for us. We also spoke with Dave Lehman, who is the founder of Lehman Alternative Community School here in Ithaca.
What do you think would be involved in helping schools adopt some of the practices that are seen in the film?
Education for the teachers and the parents and the school community. We hope that the film inspires people whoever are in touch with education, whether it is parents, administrators, teachers, taxpayers, policymakers, inspire them to see that with you can get training to understand the power of systems thinking and the power of thinking about thinking. Mm-hmm. And And teachers and educational colleges, too, as another audience that we hope to reach. So that, because you can apply these principles at your dinner table. You can apply them on your factory floor. You can apply them in a radio interview. It's all, we like to say it's content agnostic, meaning that these ideas and these principles can be used in any context. And so education and training about that is a good step. Of course, the first one is to be inspired and excited that change is possible. This is not hopeless. And it doesn't take, we don't have to blow up the schools. We have the buildings, we have great people in place, the students are showing up. It just needs a different look.
How is this documentary different from other films about schools with innovative teaching methods, such as Most Likely to Succeed?
That's something where we thought about a lot. Why are we making this, and how is it different? And we tried to make it something that doesn't blame anyone. It's nobody's necessarily their fault. It's not the teachers. It's not the taxpayers. It's not the students. It's not poverty. It's a group effort that can be applied to any situation to improve it without blame.
And do you think that this film will influence education policymakers?
Well, we sure hope so. That's what we do, and why we do it is we want to make change. And I think there is the possibility, and I'm hoping we are really just in this pre-release stage. We haven't had our world premiere. We're sort of just entering festivals. But I think lots of people who see this in our pre-screenings and focus groups will say things like, everyone should see this movie. And we go, okay, let's. That takes funding, of course, which we're working on. And we hope to, I think it has the possibility to be seen nationwide and open some eyes.
And can you remind our listeners what dates and times the film will be shown?
It's at Cinemopolis on the 3rd of February at 7 p.m. at Cinemopolis. And the following Saturday afternoon, matinee at 2 p.m.
Okay, and where can people find out more about Rethinking the Movie?
We have a website, rethinkingmovie.com. There's also a Facebook page by the same name. Also, people can go to my company website, pspny.com. Give us a call.
And what's your number?
607-272-4242.
Okay, well, thank you, Deborah Hoard, who is president of the film and video production company, Photosynthesis Productions.
Thanks so much for having me.